All right, amen. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. We're going to switch gears a little bit, Ephesians chapter 5. This could be something a little bit different for a Sunday morning if you can stand for God's word. Give you a real brief report. Went to New York City. That was a blessing. Preacher brought me out. And a tremendous time out there. Saw one person come to Christ. We preached. Anybody here ever been in New York City? Preaching back and forth on the ferries, all that stuff, and just kept going back and forth preaching, witnessing. They're actually asking us where our church is, where gospel tracts are. Something about preaching nice, amen. Preaching the truth and be with us. You can even do it with a smile on your face, Mike, amen. And just a blessing, preaching subway platforms, and there's four or five other guys there, and had one saved at the church that came to visit, so that was just really a tremendous blessing. So I want to preach something a little bit different for a Sunday morning. I know Brother Muncie's always a blessing, so preach what God puts on your heart. So if you don't like the preaching, you can just come back tonight because he'll be preaching, amen. But I want to preach some things that I think are very much needed in our local churches, amen. So appreciate hearing Brother Brad online and some of the others, and so it's a blessing. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse 22. The Bible says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands and everything." Husbands, that's what we're going to focus on today. Amen? Some of you ladies are smiling already. Amen? "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and two shall be joined unto his wife. The two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular," he's saying it again, "so love your wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you, Brother Muncie, the church, the friends, and the ability to preach, Lord, with liberty here. Not put into a box and not told what to preach or not preach as long as it's in this word. So I ask for your help. Help me to be filled with your spirit. Give me clarity of thought and mind, a lot of ground to cover. I pray, Lord God, be an encouragement. Help our hearts to be soft and tender to your word, Lord God. We lift up Christ today. We thank you for your goodness. Help us to get all, again, the thoughts out of lunch today and the children and business and work tomorrow and all these things. Help us to focus on your word. In Christ's name, amen. All right, you may be seated. So I want to preach to you a message today called "The Message Every Man Needs to Hear, But Most Don't Want to." Amen? Some of you are smiling already, amen? Now I'm going to say this. If you're not saved, come to Christ, amen? Salvation is through Christ alone. Lover Brother Sam said earlier, if you're not saved, talk to somebody, come to us, come to Christ, come to the preacher, come to some of the men, amen, some of the ladies. But this is going to be focused on God's people today. I also want to say this, ladies, this is not something, you're going to take notes now like wildfire, amen? So you can chide your husband. I'm just teasing, amen? But let's be careful not to do that, amen? Now, there's a lot of messages that have been preached about the wife being submissive. That's Bible. Amen? Amen? All right, I thought I was at Landmark Baptist Church. I had to make sure, amen? But there's an imbalance in our churches today about the preaching of men loving their wives as Christ loved the church. So what I'm going to say is a little down and dirty, a little hard, amen? But I think we need it. Amen? I guess I'm the only one, amen? Brother Sam, thank you for that. I'll give you your $10 later, amen? I want us to think about the parallel here of the Lord Jesus Christ giving his body for the church, amen? Amen. And what a tremendous thought that the creator of the heaven and the earth would humble himself, come down in the form of man, and allow himself to be crucified. And when he died on that cross, if you want to reference later Matthew 27, 45 through 50 or whatever, different passages, when the Lord Jesus Christ, what a pattern, when he died on that cross, he gave his all. Amen? And the one thing I want to get to, and again, some of this is going to be a little hard. Some of you may not be happy with me. It's probably, I mean, here you're always a blessing, amen, but some of you at least smile and say you enjoyed the message, but it's going to be hard for some of us men, and I'm preaching to myself. But do we really love our wives as Christ loved the church in a sacrificial way? In a lot of our circles, it's all about, well, you better cook my meal. That's because most of us can't cook. Amen? And there's one thing I do extremely well. Nobody's ever beat me on it. You ready? Toast. I do the best toast you've ever seen. Amen? But we get in our circles that it's so much about the submission of the wife that we leave out or make a very impartial view of loving our wives as Christ loved the church. And it's about cooking and doing dinner and watching the children and, you know, all this other stuff. And yet the focus is an imbalance. And the Bible says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. Your wife is not a possession. Amen. Your wife is not a trophy. She's not a doormat. Did Jesus Christ treat you like a doormat? I can tell this will be interesting. Amen. Keep in mind, go to John 3:16 if you would, or if you want to just, most of you already know that. Amen. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. Stop there. Does the verse continue? Yes, it does. Amen. See, real love shows itself. It is so easy to mouth the words, I love you. Walk up to somebody, Brother Joe, do you love your, Brother Dave, do you love your wife? Oh, yes, I do. And we have translated that in many of our circles as putting food on the table, which is a blessing, amen? You can tell my wife put a lot of food on the table for me, amen? Quiet, Mike. It's shelter, it's a place to live. But there's more to it than that. See, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. Real love will show itself. And I've come to the conclusion after pondering and looking at the Word of God and looking at definitions that real love is not real love unless it shows itself. God displayed love for us and that Christ died for our sins. Amen? What a blessing. We know Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So I believe that love, without showing it from the scriptures, from those passages, from the definitions of the word, is really not love. Now, Brother Muncy did say I had till 1:30. I will not be that long. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Your wife should be your first ministry, gentlemen. I'm going to share some things with you today of testimonies from counseling. How about a wife who is a preacher's wife? For 20 years or more. And he's so involved in ministry, and his stuff is good, and it's biblical, and he loves the Lord, and he serves the Lord. But it's been 20 years since they've been on a date together. 20 years. And she's depressed and on depression pills. Your wife is your first ministry. How about a woman who, for over 20 years with the same man, and I'll be very frank, separate beds, for for almost that whole time. There was a certain addiction that he has that would hinder them sleeping in the same bed as husband and wife. And with the wife pleading and begging, would you please do something about that in order for us to be the husband and wife that we should be? And she's seeking for counseling. And let's look at marriage videos. And the man does not yield. I'm going to say this, gentlemen, if you have any form of any addiction whatsoever, I'm being real down and earthy right now. If you have an addiction that prevents you from being the man you ought to be to your wife, quit it! You say you got God. You say you're filled with the Holy Ghost at times. That stuff is rampant in our country. Quit it with God's help. Stop! Is that more important to you than your wife? Your wife is your first ministry. You all with me? The concept of men not loving their wives, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, but believe me, I know I'm not. But the concept of us loving our wives anywhere near Christ loving the church is non-existent. It's rampant in our circles that the wife is a doormat. Do we say and utter the words that we love our wife sacrificially? Do we know the responsibility? There's book after book and manual after manual about how to love your wife and how to love your wife. And there's videos online and preachers. And I'm not saying God can't use that. But I'm going to tell you what ought to stir you to love your wife, gentlemen, is her. From the heart. Amen? There's some about, and books can be good and used, but, and I'm not. I didn't learn. I was a flawed man. I still am. Amen. Brother Mike knows that. Amen. But I'll tell you what. My wife knew I loved her. And again, real love is not love, I believe, biblically, unless it's shown. And you get involved in loving your wife as Christ loved the church, and we're going to get into some other tips on that and all that. Y'all excited? Amen. Some of you women smiling more than you have in a week. Amen. Brother Mike's wife just nudged him. Amen. But there's something about appreciating them, that love that God put in your heart for that person, that you realize she is your first ministry. Amen. Look with me if you would. This is going over so well. Look at me if you would. Go to Ephesians 5:28. Still in Ephesians. So ought men to love their own their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Number one reason why we don't love our wives, gentlemen, is we're selfish. We love us. Amen. Oh, I want this for dinner. What about us asking her opinion? Amen. What about putting yourself, yeah, and I know we're heads of the home. Yeah, I still love that. I used to think, man, I got saved. I'm going to be head of the home. I'm going to be the boss. I'm going to tell everybody how to do this. It's going to be great. Now I wish I wasn't. Responsibility. Amen. Accountability. We love ourselves, gentlemen. Sister Muncie's smiling. I know something's right. But we love ourselves. We do, gentlemen. Think about your last week, your last month, your last year. How selfish are we? We are terribly selfish. I know there's going to be men that are going to be exceptions out there. Amen. Your wife allows you to do this stuff. Amen. But we love ourselves. We care more about our needs being met in all these different ways than we do her feelings, her opinions. Amen? Look at 1 Peter chapter 3, please. 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 7. Y'all with me? Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Listen, they're built differently than you. Physically, emotionally, in every way, they're different. I praise the Lord for that. But it takes knowledge to be with them. You have to understand how they're built, how they're made, their emotional, we're going to get into some of that, their needs. And it takes some knowledge and some wisdom and some maturity and some understanding. She's built different physically. She ought not to be the one hauling the washer on her back, bringing it up the stairs, amen? Look what it says here. Giving honor unto the wife. If the president was to walk in this room, and by the way, you could disagree with my opinion or not, I believe Biden's got in office probably because God wants him there. Amen? And we need this judgment. Amen? I think it's going to get a lot worse. Pray for President Biden. If you shouldn't be mocking him, making fun of him, calling him names. That's not what the Bible says. But if he walked through those doors right now, or somebody you appreciated, or the biggest preacher in the world, we give them honor to some degree, whether it be personally or whether it be because of their position. Do you honor your wife? Listen, I got to know some of you. Some of you, you ought to just thank God you got married anyways. Amen? I'm serious. I know some of you guys. Amen? Do you honor her? Do we do that? Oh, we're not going to be perfect. It's not going to be all the time. Ladies, listen, just have grace with us. We are clods. We are dense. We don't get everything. Gentlemen, I'm sorry. I'm just being downright Baptist, honest with you. You know, sometimes it's good to listen to your wife. Sometimes it's good to listen to your spouse. You're saying amen in your heart. I know it right now, sister. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes they're smarter than you. Sometimes they're wiser than you. Amen? I was out witnessing it. We went to the national park, Smoky Mountains. It was Jehovah's Witnesses. I went to go find a place to preach. I just started preaching. The officer came over and said, you got to go preach over there. So I went over and I preached, and Jehovah's Witnesses were there. And I didn't recognize them. My friend had brought that up, and there's like 20 of them, 15 of them over there. So I start preaching. They scatter. And then we came back, and there was two of them there. And you know me, it's hard to believe. I'm a bull in a china shop occasionally. And I went up, and I boom, 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 machine gun, 1 Timothy 3:16, deity of Christ, boom, boom, boom. And my friend said, maybe you could be a little gentler when you start to talk to them. Thank you very much. I've been doing this 40 years. I know what I'm doing. Don't need your help. No, I'm just kidding. Next, the Lord just divinely, I'm telling you, we go back we're in Gatlinburg an hour later. Guess who's there? Two more Jehovah's Witnesses. You're not going to believe it, Sam. Do not tell anybody this. I went, how you all doing today? My name's James. I'm from here. And where are you all from? And start talking to them. Did they end up walking away? Yes. I call it the Jehovah's Witness diet plan. You give them the truth, they run. And it works. Amen. But I had more time with them. So you think you got all the answers. Sometimes we need to listen to somebody, whether it be a friend, another brother or sister in the Lord. Amen. Look with me, if you would, at the next verse. As under the weaker vessel. Do we care about how she feels? What she's going through? A woman is weaker physically in most cases, except some of the men I've met in some of the churches. Amen? A woman is weaker emotionally a lot of times. sometimes spiritually, but sometimes I find a lot of times the women are more spiritual than some of the men I've met. But look what it says next, and I'm going to go due to time. I'll try to be careful. Look what it says here. As being heirs together of the grace of life, you ought to treat your wife as a sister in Christ. Amen? Isn't it amazing, and I'm going to disappoint some of you, how easy it is to raise our voice to that one we love and we're committed to for the rest of our life. You ever done that? Don't be so spiritual that you're not honest. But we would never talk to another sister that way. What do you mean? It's dinner. I said 5 o'clock. It's 5:05. What are you doing? Amen? Isn't this good today? Aren't you glad you came to Landmark Baptist Church? Amen? God's good. I believe in all the Word of God that's written for us today, amen, not just what we want it to be. And we want to push the submission, and we want to forget to love our wives as Christ loved the church. Join heirs together that your prayers be not hindered. Maybe your prayers are hindered because you're not honoring your wife, loving your wife as Christ loved the church. Go with me, if you would, to 1 Timothy chapter 5. We've got 17 more pages of notes. We'll be fine. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Amen. First Timothy chapter 5. Look at verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and specifically, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now, most of that we would think of protection, provision. You got money to buy food. But I want to share some things with you that your wife needs, and that it's your responsibility to fulfill. Your wife does need the shelter. She does need that security. Now, there may be missionaries live by faith. They don't know what's going on in the future. But you get a godly couple who love the Lord, they're just going to trust the Lord and press on. Amen. She needs your protection. You let anybody talk about your wife in front of you? In front of her? Those things ought not so to be. I don't care if they're a relative. Somebody talk about your wife. Be Christian, but be a man. You're not allowed to talk about my treasure, my queen, that way. And you ought to treat her like a queen. Amen? You ought not to let anybody say anything even remotely close to negative about your spouse. I don't care if it's true or not. Hallelujah. Great to be saved. How about sacrificial love? How about opening the door for her, gentlemen? I'm not saying you got to do it every single time, but it should be what's normal. Amen? To show her that sacrificial love. How about affection? Here we go. Here we go, brother. You're waiting for this. I can tell. Affection. It is allowable to hug your wife. Some of you don't know that. You thought it was forbidden in the Bible. It's allowable to hold hands with your wife. I think holding hands is one of the greatest forms of intimacy. Amen? You're allowed to kiss her, gentlemen. Amen? I'm going to suggest 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. She'll probably slap you and not know what's going on or think something happened to you. There's nothing wrong with kissing your wife with a little bit of passion. Amen? Some of you are looking at me funny. It's your wife. Amen. It's not the greeter at Walmart. Don't treat them the same. Let her know she's special. Here we go. It may not have to be dinner every night going out to eat. It may not be a flower every night. Listen, there are women I know from the counseling I've done with families where they go 20 years and they've not had an anniversary card. They've not had a birthday card one time. There's one I know that on her birthday, she made her own birthday dinner. with barely, if any, acknowledgement from her husband. This stuff is rampant. Take notes on paper. Take them in your heart. Take them in your head. She needs to know she's special. She's not built like us. She needs to know she's important to you more than anything on this earth. Yes, Christ needs to be first. But what about the hug? What about, hey, honey, let's go to the beach, hold hands. Let's go to the mountains. Let's go to somewhere and just spend time together. Honey, I know it's going to blow you away, but what would you like for dinner tonight? Oh, I don't know what I have to cook. No, I'm talking about taking you out. Some of you are going to have heart failure on the carpet. Your first ministry, make her feel special. Spiritual leading. It's a sad thing in America when the wife has to decide, well, there's a special meeting 2 hours away. I'd like to go to that. And the husband says, nah, not interested. Opening the Bible with your spouse, praying together, that spiritual leading. Amen. How about appreciation? She burns the biscuits, right? Honey, you burned those biscuits so well today. Amen? I'm just teasing. Appreciation. Amen? Appreciate. Oh, she's not perfect. Neither are you. Look in the mirror. Amen? I said it before, you know, these young people, they're like, oh, you know, these ladies, oh, I'm going to marry him. He's such a hunk. Right? In about 25 years, he'll be a chunk. Amen? And, oh, look at that girl. She's 22, and she's got perfect smooth hair, and her face is so nice, and she looks so beautiful. And about 40 years, she'll have more wrinkles on her than a Shar Pei dog. Amen? It's not about that. It's about, he's wondering what his brother over here is like. Oh, Brother Lyman. It's not about that. It's about loving that person no matter what they become, no matter what their physical change is. Amen? And you gentlemen ought to be glad because otherwise it'd be different, amen? But how about loyalty? How about loving your wife so much that no other woman interests you and looking at another woman has no interest to you? I don't care if you're at Planet Fitness or at Walmart or online or at church. Loyalty. Stuff all over that internet. Some used for good, some used for bad. And in churches just like this, there are people with consistent problems and addictions. I'm telling you, don't touch it. Don't look at it. Amen? That wife of yours deserves your loyalty with your eyes and your heart and your mind. Almost done, so some of you can say amen. And by the way, you look at some of these women and some of these couples, they'll shame the wife. Because the wife dares open her mouth about not being loved biblically. I'm not talking about women that are just looking for an excuse. I'm talking about women that are godly women. Every one of the couples I know, the women are godly and the men are not. Every one that I've been counseling. There's probably one exception. I'll tell you what, they want to shame their wife because their wife actually says something finally about not having biblical love and affection. We're supposed to provide a lot of things. That includes affection and attention. And then that person gets shamed. What about the man being shamed for not loving his wife as Christ loved the church? Amen? Anybody agree? Amen. Nobody's throwing anything at me yet. Make her feel special. Amen? There's a lot more I could cover, and I won't, so you'll be blessed. Amen? I want to read some things off to you here, just a small list I made. Ideas how to show love to your wife. Be affectionate. Amen. Listen to them. Oh, by the way, the verse for that, Romans 12, talks about be kindly affectionate. I'll be done in 5 minutes. Amen. Be kindly affectionate one to another. So we're supposed to apply that to the brethren, right? So you're supposed to get along with Brad, brother. You just be kindly affectionate. You're nice. Amen. All these verses we can apply to the brethren and sisters in the church, we ought to apply to our spouse. Amen? Listen to them. Gentlemen, this is a hard word. I'm going to use two words, almost like cuss words in our church circles. Gentlemen, sometimes you need to shut up. Listen to them. Maybe they're venting. Maybe what they're saying is really a code. Women have codes, by the way. Amen. It's still not ever been truly discovered what they are. But maybe it's code because of her hurting. Maybe it's her trying to vent because she's hurting. Maybe she just, listen, you can have, women, I'm going to say this. We don't want to realize this fact. Women have opinions and sometimes they're very good. Amen? Sometimes we just need to be quiet. One thing you learn about counseling people a lot of times, sometimes you need to do is just be quiet. Let them talk. Another thing, let them have their opinion. And even if you disagree, it means a lot to them that you value their opinion. You know, a lot of times as brethren, we'll call each other up. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? What about valuing our wife's opinion? Again, make them feel special. Dates, flowers, cards, messages. Make breakfast. When's the last time you had a pillow fight with your wife, gentlemen? Come on. Have some fun. Tickle her like crazy. Grab a pillow. Beat her over the head. Just do it gently. Amen? In the middle of it, you say, I love you. And you end up giving her a kiss. Amen. Some of you think I'm nuts today. Hallelujah. Join the club. There's an online club. James Lyman is nuts. Have fun. Amen. It is allowed. Special notes. Index card. Put an index card. I love you, honey. Thanks for dinner. Thanks for being patient with me. Thanks for being a blessing. Amen. You say, oh, she's not perfect. There's issues you don't know about. I'm not saying there's not room to deal with things. But, you know, sometimes being a blessing, do good to them which despitefully use you sometimes. Amen. Oh, you don't know how she treats me. Maybe you ought to just love her. Amen? Encourage her. Do things around the house. Do the dishes. Bible does say in the Old Testament, a man wipeth the dish. Amen? That is Old Testament, though. Do the dishes. Do the laundry. Amen? Be romantic. Hug her. Kiss her. Hold hands. Roses on the bed. Amen? I'm overstepping my bounds. My apologies. Here's one, gentlemen. There's two things I'm going to throw out. The first one's not that hard. Wear cologne once in a while. Amen? Some of you need to do it more often than not. And there is something out there at the stores most of you gentlemen are not aware of. It's called deodorant. Amen? Isn't this good? Take a shower. Amen? More than once a week. When I grew up, you used to say the joke, oh, I take a shower once a week whether I need it or not. And I'll just let it go from there. Lead her spiritually, prayers, devotions. She wants that from you. She needs that from you. Amen? Know her likes and her dislikes. What's your wife's favorite color? What's her favorite food? Give her honor. Be kind. Show interest in her interests. I have no interest in rabbits. A wife might enjoy rabbits or sewing or crochet. I'm telling you, turn the TV off, put your phone away, sit down like she's telling you the end of the world is coming tomorrow, and just listen to her. You ought to have, she needs to know you enjoy what she enjoys. Amen? I know I'm going overboard here. Remember special days? Speak highly of your wife to the children. Amen? I want to encourage you in closing, about 1 minute left. She's not an object, not a possession. I said it earlier. Gentlemen, do we thank God for our wives? If the first thing that comes to your mind about your wife is a flaw, shouldn't be that way. It's not a possession. I want to encourage you to love your wives, and I'll be very frank, a lot more than we do. Now, again, there's some out there, put others to shame. It's not a competition. I'm going to ask. I'm going to challenge you. And I know most of you men, I know some of you pretty well, love your wives. please, I beg you, think of her as far, far more than somebody to cook dinner, the cute little woman, you know, to have dinner ready and all this done and take care of the children. Think of her as a person that God gave you. We make wedding vows. We don't even keep them, let alone what the scripture teaches. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm trying to encourage you. This stuff is rampant. Couple after couple after couple after couple. Wife knowing nothing about affection and love from her husband. So I encourage you, if God's dealt with your heart, we're closing now. We can get something ready. Number one, if you're not saved, come to Christ. Number two, gentlemen, if God's dealt with your heart, I'm pleading with you to come forward and make things right before the Lord, maybe with your wife in hand. And third, if you're struggling with something that prevents you from being the right husband you ought to be, I beg you to deal with that today. So thank God. I thank God for the mercy, his mercy and the allowance to preach these things. I know it's not about evangelism and revival, and yeah, it's probably more about revival than we think. So, amen. Thank you, brother.